Today's daily devotional scripture comes from Matthew 6, verse 16. On the surface, when you read it, it teaches us about fasting in Jesus' days. The New King James Version of the scriptures reads this way: "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." We'll read the next two verses shortly, but let's look at this verse for now. In Jesus' day, it was not uncommon for people to fast for religious reasons. As a matter of fact, it was commonplace under the old law. In this verse, the outward man is the focus. Most of what we see in the world today focuses on the outward man. Many people are worried about how they look, what they have, and what they wear. If you look at this verse again, the mentioning of the sad countenances and disfiguring of the faces of the mourners get the result that they want in a worldly way. Jesus says that they have their reward. Their reward is an earthly reward. They seek and receive it. Do we know of any people like that in our lives? Do you see others as you go about your daily business or projecting themselves in this manner? Are we like that? Sadly, sometimes I find myself in that state, looking like an old, wet, grumpy dog. My thoughts are typically not where they ought to be, and my focus is off the mark. With that in mind, we can find a way to balance out our lives in the next verse. Matter of fact, let's read the next two verses. Starting in verse 17, it says this: "But ye, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Jesus teaches about the inward man in these two verses. Notice that those who fast are instructed not to look as if they are. Also note that the Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Not only does this passage speak of how we are doing what is right in the sight of God, this verse also speaks of how we will be rewarded, not only in a spiritual way, but in a physical way as well. The application for us is that our Christianity is not something that we must take a special effort to project to other people. They must notice it through our normal lives. Here's a good question to ask yourself today. Would it take you wearing a shirt with the name Christian on it for everyone to know that you are one? That's just something to think about today. Thanks for your time and have a great day.